Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Shir number 52, Shir for Women. It's brought down in Mishle that a rebuke to one who understands is more effective than 100 beatings to a fool. Rav Shamshon Fol Hirsch points out that the Pasuk uses the word shevet or rod in a disciplinary sense, but it doesn't mean physical punishment. It means chastisement, which means hitting a child to disciplining him is really a failure in communication. There's a Hasidic Rebbe of David Alelev. He once remarked to a driver who was whipping his horse, and he told this driver, if you knew how to talk to him, there would be no need to whip him. Why should the horse suffer because of your inability to communicate? Actually, read up on this a little bit and really want to do more research of people who know how to handle horses in ways, if human beings would know how to train themselves with most horses, they were able to do this, not need to whip and be harsh with them for them to do what one needs to do with them. So parents who can learn how to handle and lead a healthy lifestyle that earns their children's respect, then it's not likely that they'll need to resort to physical punishment. Torsky himself said that as a child, he didn't fear his father. He admired him, he revered him, and an indication that he disapproved of something was enough to make him avoid doing it. He said, I know I wasn't an angel, but he never hit me, nor did he even threaten me. He didn't need to. He earned his authority. If you set a healthy example, you will earn your authority. Our children are not fools. If a parent hits a child, it's probably not because the child is a fool, but because the Rav David of level of what he said, that the parent did not communicate properly. And this is a lesson we need to learn, and this is like really a starting point of really wanting to, at some point in time, to talk about, you know, the healthy chinuch of children. No, it's not easy, especially in our generation, of how to handle that aspect of things. In regard to Rav Nachman's teachings for today, the key that he talks about today is to stay in the moment. Hayoim, you're alive today. Rav Nachman tells us that you have is today, all you have is today. Yesterday can drag you down. You can get caught up in memories that may confuse you, confound you, depress you, and then you're filled with regret. Or you may dream of tomorrow, and you'll get caught up with fantasies which may or may not come to pass, and you're living literally in a make-believe world. Now, I'm just going to make one quick semi-disclaimer here. If something is really hurting you and bothering you in the past, there are times where you need to let it out and talk it over with a healthy person, and to cope with it, that is true. You know, not negating the effects of past trauma on the present. But this is an exercise that even people who have that past trauma on the present over time need to heal and develop this lifestyle, this mahalach, and to work on it hard and to practice it, which a lot of us do not do. To focus on the present, to stay in the moment, because we only live today. Say, I'm going to accomplish now. I'm going to accomplish today. Then you'll achieve. This all holds true in every single area in life, especially in spiritual matters. To focus on the present, and then you'll find it easier to come and you'll find it easier to come close to Hashem and to connect with Him. So that's what Rav Nachman says, that tomorrow is another world. It's an entirely new creation. Today is the moment, and is really truly the only moment where you could really feel alive. There's Likutei Maran Chelek Aleph, Simon Reish Ayin Beis, or Ayin Reish Beis, which is 272, which is entitled Hayom in Bekayle Tishmo, that talks about this particular lesson that we just learned today. Now, in regard to the idea of Tzinius, again, the reality of today that focuses just on externals and judging people thereby, diametrically opposes that healthy concept of tznius, which celebrates privacy. See, modest dress we mentioned that is only one aspect of tznius that created a major attention. A majority of the attention of the Orthodox world up to this point was on that one aspect of tznius, modest dress. And that focus reveals a lack of understanding of what the true meaning of tznius actually means. And the absence of understanding tznius in our daily lives, in our cultural lives as Torah Jews, is spiritually damaging to us. We always go back to that pasuk of Vahatznei Lecha Semalekecha. That Vahatznei Lecha Semalekecha, walking quietly, secretly with God, that is the most beautiful concept. And it's so sad that it became very distasteful to people because of stuff being rammed down people's throats. And again, I'm just repeating it a lot now because it seems quite universal that, again, I don't know what ages, but certainly certain ages where they were just turned off completely from these concepts. We have to readdress it. To walk with tznius means that to infuse every aspect of our relationship with Hashem. That is the idea. Essence is never apparent on the surface, the Maharal explains. It's hidden away from casual observation. So it gives an example of what it is. It's Hitzas HaMeis V'Achnasas Kala, L'Chuppah. That's going privately. When you go out to help escort the dead, the burial of the dead, and bringing a bride to marriage. Now, they're public deeds. This is what the Gemara talks about in Sukkah, Daf Mem Tes HaMeis. They're public deeds. And even that needs to be done with a modesty, certainly things that are modest in and of itself. So what is the idea of doing these things when it's public and you're doing it modesty, which means simply is that the essence of it is below the surface. You're helping, you're doing that chesed for the person who just left this world. You're doing a chesed for the kala. You're behaving with a simplicity and a modesty internally, even when you're doing a public act. But the idea being is that there's much more here than meets the eye. When you're doing even a public display of chesed, of haitzoas hameis, of escorting the dead and burying the dead, or hachnasas kala, you do it the right way, you'll sense that there's something internal going on here, that it's not just an external act. It all is predicated on the concept of following in Hashem's ways. Zekeli vanvehu, this is my God, I'm glorifying him. Anvehu, anivahu, it's me and him. That's the idea, I'm glorifying him. It's me and him. It's me and Hashem. That's where Abishol says, ve'anavehu, I should glorify him, beautify him, means havedoymalai, be like he is. Be like Hashem. Mahu chanav rachem, he is compassionate and merciful. Av'ata heye chanav rachem, you too be compassionate and merciful. Baruch Hashem, we established so many organizations and so many gemilas chasadim aspects to what we do. And a lot of it is, okay, we have to publicize it. How else are we going to help if we not publicize it? But there's a hidden aspect to it too. The way Mas'askim goes about their business, the way people help in a quiet way. The Hashem is called Kel Mistater, a hidden God, and it's a praise. It's a tznius. How Hashem spoke to Moshe in the Oil Mayid in a enclosed place. That is tznius. That's a beautiful thing. Because true wisdom is hidden, requiring effort to uncover it. And that's what makes it so special. The first luchas was given in a very public way, with trumpets and with thunder, with lightning. This quote-unquote ayin hara was activated and they were broken. So this time Hashem said, Ein lecha yafa min atznius. There's nothing more beautiful than privacy. Bring the second luchas with little fanfare, quietly. Tznius is what is hidden. Tznius, what it is private. Now, when you make a big hachnasas sefer Torah l'kavod haTorah, and there's a mitzvah b'rov ha'am, you do it in an open way, in a beautiful way. Yes, that's beautiful, and there you're meant to do it publicly. But even then, there's a tznius aspect there. In our behavior, we see that there's something more beneath the surface than there is outside. That's what it means when it says that, halvayas hameis, is done with snias and certainly things that are hidden, which means that even when you are doing public things, you can tell that there's a tznius there. You could tell that there's a refinement there. Shlomo Wolbo said that the primary requirement of an individual in his quest for spiritual growth is to build his inner world, or her inner world. Our culture is the opposite of that. It focuses on superficial appearances, never allows time or invests energy to look below the surface. It celebrates only public things, social media, things like that. And the problem is this tznius, this unhealthy tznius, that only primarily focuses on how long is the woman's skirt, how long is their sleeves, how high is the neckline, and you just hyper-focus on that, that is focusing actually on externals. That's chitzanius. That is chitzanius. Look at weddings also. How do you have a tznius-tik wedding? You could have a wedding, and it could be a big one. You're inviting hundreds of people. But the volume of the wedding band doesn't have to compete with a stadium rock concert. It could be a lower, it's actually more beautiful, frankly, try it once, to have a lower decibel, but of beautiful quality music. It would make everyone's life so much more pleasant and beautiful, enjoying a wedding. And so that's what it means, tznius, even in a public place. Giving you just one example, more refined music and with a more lower decibel that everyone can hear perfectly fine, but more refined and more toned in that. This way you have an external tznius. That is why when a woman dresses technically according to halacha, but she is wearing outside a nice shetel, a makeup, or whatever it is, all according to the halachically proper, but she looks very nice, that is tznius. Again, in some cultures, they would say differently. You know, the double covers and this covers and dressed extremely with just a whatever, okay? Elu ve'elu. But it doesn't, from the letter of the law and the way it's supposed to be, there's nothing wrong with that. That's where you could be in a public forum and still be tznius. It's an inner refinement. This is what we talked about. You have to follow halacha, but a lot of things that are cultural, minig, not even your minig, what I'm saying, whatever it may be, that's not what it's about. So the idea is to look beyond the surface. And when you look beyond the surface, you don't have to focus on those externalities that make people crazy or resentful about the whole concept in the first place. And they'll learn to value it as a true, deep, beautiful concept to want to aspire to. You're walking with Hashem with whatever you're doing, public or private. You could be a tzenua, a perfect tzenua, even when you are in public. And even when you are out there because Hashem wants you out there for whatever reason. That's a very important concept to understand and to internalize. And to bring it down into our practical behavior in life. Bracha and Hatzlacha.